Give it up for him. Give it up, because he did come to your rescue. Give it up. Hallelujah. If he hadn't come to your rescue, you wouldn't be in here today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I just want you to know, you can't even, just like this, you can't even put your fingers together. The little thing.
Yes.
You can't even blink your eye if it wasn't for the Lord. Can't even breathe. Can't even take in a breath.
Right.
It's those little things we ought to just, we forget about sometimes. Waiting on that mountain of blessings, but there's a whole valley down here that we're skipping
on.
That God has already supplied. Uh-huh. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God. Yeah. Day 98 and we're still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to high five somebody and say, I'm still here. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for allowing us to be here. 98 days. 2018. And guess what, y'all, while we were sleeping, it was snowing last night. For you that didn't know it, it snowed last night. Hallelujah. My son said it snowed about 2 hours. And he was calling from Georgia Pacific. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is doing marvelous things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's come to our rescue. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. We honor the Lord for allowing us to be in your midst one more time. Hallelujah. And to our God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together. To our presider, Dr. Monica Lewis. To all our other preachers in the house, we praise God for you as well. And everybody that holds an office in the Church of God, we praise God for you as well. And if you're not holding one, we praise God for you too. Hallelujah. Everybody's special and everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious. No matter what somebody else might have been telling you all week long, you're still precious. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what you didn't do. You're still precious. Hallelujah. So precious that Jesus gave his life. So you and I could live. That's precious. That's highly favored. Hallelujah. You don't get no highly favored than somebody dying for you. So you can continue to live. Hallelujah. So that's enough to praise him for to the day you die. Hallelujah. We praise God for this day and all he is in our life. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. And we come to bring you some good news from the Lord. Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah. Tell somebody good news. Hallelujah. You've been hearing bad news all week long. Hallelujah. People are getting worse and worse all the time. All over the world, signs of time is at hand. Hallelujah. So you need to stay prepared. Anything can happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's not going to happen unless it is the will of God. Our text today is in the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, yielded spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. We want to ask that you'll send a word that would empower us and enrich us and enlighten us in the name of Jesus, enable us to go through what we got to face the coming week. Send a word that cause us to be ready and prepared for you anytime, because you can crack the sky anytime, and we're looking for your second coming. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, amen.
I was there. Luke 11:1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Look at the person sitting there and saying, neighbor, why pray? Prayer is very, very, very important. It is the most important, one of the most important things in every child of God's life. Prayer. Prayer is something you need to do all the time. One scripture said man ought to always pray and not to faint. That means we should continue in prayer. Day in and day out. Praying all the time. You don't have to be on your knees. Because you can't stay on your knees all day long. You don't need to be just sitting. You don't need to be in no certain position. But you can pray. You don't even have to utter the words. You can just pray. Hannah prayed. And because the priest couldn't hear her say nothing, her mouth was just moving. But no words came forth. And he accused us of being drunk. Because she's just working her mouth and won't say nothing. But she was praying deep down in her heart. Hallelujah. That's how you can continue to pray without ceasing. You might have been talking to him out loud when you got up. You just keep on praying. Go on about doing what you need to do that day. Still praying in your heart. Keep your mind set on him. And he said, if you will do that, you will be in perfect peace. Why pray? You're praying for your contentment. Praying for your peace of mind. Praying for your hope and your love and your joy. Prayer is how you do that. Pray because this is the way one talks to God. And God talks back to you. I want you to know that prayer is a two-way street. It ain't a one way. And all the time you just yapping and don't never hear what he's saying. You say something to him and he'll say something to you. You're holding a conversation with the master. Hallelujah. And how many know a conversation got to have some two, at least two people? You don't need to just talk all the time. You know, you ever been in a conversation with somebody they don't want doing the talking? Every time you try to get a word in, they come in and cut you right off. Hallelujah. That's the way some of us talk to God. You're asking God for something, God finally let you know you already got it. But you don't hear it because you got too many things going on. We are just too busy to pray. Too busy to spend time with the Master. We got everything else occupying our mind and our soul and our spirit. God seemed to be last on our agenda when he ought to be the first thing on our agenda. Prayer is an awesome task. And I want you to know that when you're praying, although there are no certain way that you should pray, although there are no certain position you need to be in to pray, there are still some guidelines. There are some rules that you need to adhere to if you expect to get an answer. I know one scripture said, to everyone that asks, you're going to get it. And so, and everyone that seek it will find. And everyone that knocks, it's going to be opened up to you. But then when you read some more scripture, because we can't live by just bread, we got to go by every word. He said, according to the will of the Father, then he'll get to you. He ain't gonna give you some things you ask for because you think you might need it and might think it's good for you, but he knows you don't need it and know it's not good for you, so he's not gonna give it to you. You think you need it right now. And he's saying, you might need it, but not today. And when the time is right, after you've gone through what you need to go through, after you have learned the lesson I'm trying to teach you, after you have passed the test, it's getting close to end of grade test time, ain't it? Those of you that who are affected by that can't move on to the next level until after you pass the test. And to take the test, you got to spend some time reading it and marking your answer. You can't just zigzag. Near my last year's teaching, had a student in my class that didn't want to do nothing. When he came down to the test he had to take at the end of the year in science, by the time I finished passing out all the answer sheets, he was bringing his up. Hadn't even given him any instructions, anything. He hadn't even opened up the test booklet. He went from one side and then came down the other one, zigzagging. Tell your neighbor you can't zigzag at this. And you got to get it right. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus said, take heed that you do not do your alms before men to be seen of them. Get self out of the way. If you're going to pray, you got to get self out of the way. You got to humble yourself. Okay? And realize it's not all about you, but it's about him. It's not about what you want. It's not even about what you need. It's still about him. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And everything that dwells therein is his. You don't come to God demanding. But the word says, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and then approach his throne with confidence. Hallelujah. You're not going to approach it doubting. You're not going to approach it wishing. You're not going to approach it hoping. You're going to approach the throne knowing. Hallelujah. I'm going to come before the throne with confidence. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. You're going to establish the point that I got a relationship with him. He's not just some king sitting over there, and I'm a peasant. Because on the man's standpoint of view, we would be peasants. But that's my father. You got to pray knowing that I'm talking to my heavenly father. I'm not talking to my earthly father, but I'm talking to my heavenly father. Hallelujah. A relationship. Hallelujah. So approach him knowing that he is my relative. And since he's king of kings, that makes me royalty because he is my father. I'm going to approach the throne knowing and with the assurance that when I call him, he gonna answer. Hallelujah. So establish the point that this is my father. I'm not gonna approach him in fear. I'm gonna approach him with love. I'm going to seek him. And tell him what I'm thinking about. I'm not going to tell him to do anything for me. I'm going to tell him how I feel. And then I asked for what I want. Because he didn't say, tell me what you want, and I give it. But he said what? Ask, and it shall be given. Guidelines. To pray it. So he said, don't do what you want to do so the public can see it. We want a name for ourselves. We want somebody to give us some glory. But you got to realize we're glorifying God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are holy. I'm approaching a holy Father. I'm pressing a holy God, and there's none other like him. Hallelujah. And he already promised me if I ask, and it's going to be for my good, he's going to give it to me. Because all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. Glory to God. Don't do like some people who do these things. Ain't no reward going to be given to you that way. You got to let the Lord know, I'm helpless. Brother Tick said I couldn't move my fingers together if it wasn't for him. God, I'm helpless before you. I'm at your mercy. I need you. Come see about me. I need you to hear my cry and answer my call. I need you. You don't need me, but I need you. Somebody said, I need thee. Every hour. Oh, the present Lord, I need thee. Therefore, when down, do is your arms. Don't sound the trumpet before thee. Don't be a hypocrite. You're going to make your request before a lot of people that you may receive glory of men. Yeah, well, he said you already have your reward. You want glory of men. You don't want to answer from me. You want men to give you some glory. You don't want me to do what I need to do, that I want to do for you so that you can be blessed beyond blessing. Approach him. When he says you pray, go in your room. Close the door. Hallelujah. And talk to the Father in secret. And then he will reward you openly. Glory be to God. Yeah. But when you do the arms, let not your left hand know what the right hand do. Don't tell everything. Sometimes you need to just, body need to know, but you and the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When thou prayest, does it not be a hypocrite? For they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. But verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into your secret closet and shut the door. Pray to the Father. But when you pray, don't use vain repetitions. Hallelujah. Keep saying things. Don't mean nothing. And you're saying it over and over again because it sounds good. Hallelujah. But pray in secret and ask the Lord and he'll do it for you. Pray after this manner, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. You want God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. His will be done. You're praying to the Master that his will be done. And so when you get your answer, know it's God's will. May not be what you asked for. May not be what you're looking for. But I heard him say, what man are you if your son asks for a fish? Will you give him a serpent? Hallelujah. Who is it amongst you that know how to give your children good? How much more would the Heavenly Father know how to give unto you the good things of life? God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Then it said, give us this day our daily bread. But your name, Pastor, give me what I need this day. Hallelujah. I'm not asking for tomorrow. I'm talking about today. All I need today is what I need to take me through today. Because tomorrow will take care of itself. Hallelujah. I ain't worried about my bills on tomorrow. Give me what I need for my bills today. Hallelujah. And tomorrow is sufficient for itself. I might not be here tomorrow to even pay a bill. Glory be to God. But I'm thanking you right now for today. I ain't gonna worry about nothing. But in all I'm gonna do, hallelujah, be encouraged. Hallelujah. And know that God will, through prayer and supplication, give me what I need. Hallelujah. To handle the day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Forgive us this day our daily bread. And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. Forgive me my faults, my shortcomings. But only as I forgive the others that have come against me. Hallelujah. I want to be forgiven. But the condition is, if you forgive, then you'll be forgiven. You got to do it first. Hallelujah. You don't get forgiven and then say, I will forgive the other person after you forgive me. Because you know how you are. You promise today, take it back tomorrow. Glory be to God. But if you forgive all who have done you wrong, God will forgive you yours. Hallelujah. Forgive me. That questions. And he will forgive you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. Don't let me go where I ought not be going. Don't let me be tempted above that I'm able to handle. God will allow you to do it. He will take you through every temptation that come your way. Cause he ain't gonna let it come on you if you're not able to handle it and to make it through that temptation. Why I pray, I heard the Lord say, if I shut up the heavens and there be no rain, hallelujah, if I send the locusts to devour the land, if I send pestilence, that is diseases, amongst my people, if my people that are called by my name, anybody here called by his name? If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and then pray. You see, you got to humble yourself before you can pray. You can't pray with a heart of malice and jealousy and envy. You can't pray with hatred in your heart. You just saying words in vain. But if you're my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then seek my face. Don't even look for me until you humble yourself. Pray and then seek my face. Start looking for your answer. Start looking. Hallelujah. You pray. You ask. Now you're seeking. Hallelujah. And then turn from your wicked ways. Turn from the way I want to do things. Turn from things that then stop saying I feel like it ought to be this way. Doesn't matter what you feel. Hallelujah. It's what God says that matters. Hallelujah. So turn from your wicked ways. Then I hear from heaven, will forgive the sin and heal the land. God will do it for you. You pray and ask. Hallelujah. With a humble heart, with a humble mind. Pray and ask and look, you find. Hallelujah. Knock and it's open unto you. Why pray? You pray for your deliverance. Pray for your joy. Pray for your peace. Pray for your hope. Pray for your healing. Pray for your salvation. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for your love. Pray, 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 pray. Don't stop praying. Call prayer brought you here. Prayer will take you home. Prayer will see your way from earth to glory. pray, Jesus pray, Jesus pray. He prayed on the cross. He prayed before the cross. He prayed while going through. You pray. Jesus set the example. Pray, pray, but it looks good. Pray, but it does look good. Pray, but I got hope. Pray, 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 and God will deliver every time. Why pray? You pray for God's will to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever his will is in your life, pray for it to be done. And then know that your best interest is being handled by the Lord. May not be what I want, may not be what I desire, may not be how I feel, but it's what the Lord said. Hallelujah. For we are made for his glory and not our own glory. God bless you.